Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio, national correspondent. Good morning, Rory.
Hey, good morning, Jack.
Tell us a little bit about, well, you're a Florida resident. You're pretty much certain that DeSantis runs for president?
Yeah, it's likely. Don't forget, he's also only 44 years old. Donald Trump is, what, 76? So I think if you do the math, like, DeSantis could still be running for president perhaps in 2056, you know, and be Donald Trump's age now. People don't think appreciate just the long political life that Ron DeSantis has in front of him. So if he chooses not to run this time, he may want to wait until later on. Now, we're probably not going to hear much from him on the presidential front, DeSantis, that is. The Florida legislature is just starting his session for the year, so we probably won't get any announcement about a presidential bid until the spring, if there is one from DeSantis.
Now, tell me how it works in Florida. I think they can amend the state legislature, I think, this spring. Could say, don't they have a rule, basically, it's up to them, that if you're sitting governor, you can't run for president, but they can kind of amend that, can't they?
Yeah, they call it resign to run. It's a law that's firmly written in pencil. They keep on changing it and erasing it depending on who's running for what. So don't look for that to hold them back. And again, the legislative session is just starting. We'll see if that's something that comes up in debate this year.
All right. Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio, national correspondent. Thank you, Rory.
Thanks, Jack.